Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So welcome back, everybody. I didn't know what that was.
Right? Got an attitude.
A little attitude there. For Johnson.
I just want to make a statement about John Johnson.
John Johnson, yep.
Every sports station in America needs a Johnson.
Yes.
And I'm proud that we have a Johnson because he, unlike others, Al, react negatively to horrible losses, which is what happened yesterday.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, from WIP, the great John Johnson. Hi, John.
Good morning, Ange.
John, you've heard a lot of soft opinions this morning, haven't you?
I have.
And do you also have soft opinions about yesterday's loss?
No, because they don't warrant soft opinions. They warrant a lot of criticism.
All right, let's start with Embiid. When did you find out he had a new problem?
After the game.
Okay.
For the first time all season, there was not a single Sixer on the injury report. So when leading up to the game and when we spoke to Brett Brown prior to the game, there was never once a mention that Joel Embiid was very under the weather, that he, you know, it's kind of he shouldn't be playing, but he wants to play. It wasn't until we're watching the game and it was very evident he was not himself. He wasn't smiling. He was grimacing at times. And, you know, at that point, we realized something was wrong with him. And it wasn't until after the game that he came out and told us what was wrong.
All right. Now, we on TV, we got to know. The woman reporter just before the game said, and Joel Embiid is very much under the weather. He's been sneezing and coughing and threw up overnight and didn't sleep. Mm. They did have that report ahead of time, John. I was annoyed before the tip-off. I went, here we go again.
Yep.
It's not gastroenteritis. We got a new problem. I'm going, how the hell many of these problems does he have to have? He's 25 freaking years old. John, it's annoying.
No, and you should be annoyed by it. I realize this is one game, but this is a long-term issue with Joel, and it's well-documented. Some of his eating stunts are of legend at Kansas.
Stunts?
I mean, it's wing bowl-esque worthy, that qualifiers of wing bowl. I'm serious. Yep. There's a story about him eating an entire tray of brownies at Kansas. There's several stories that I could get into, but you know, I mean, when you're not taking care of your body, your body's going to react accordingly. And if you're not eating well, you're more susceptible to get ill and for longer terms, and it's taking you longer to recover. And you're seeing results of that.
All right. Well, here to me is the story of the game, John. Tell me if you agree. Kawhi Leonard, 39 points, including the dagger, that three-pointer with a minute to go. Joel Embiid, 2-for-7, 11 points. If one guy's got 39 and one's got 11 and they're the two biggest stars on the two teams, I'm not going to win the game. You with me?
I slightly disagree.
Okay.
I think, Embiid not being himself is a massive issue, but despite Joel not being himself, the Sixers had multiple opportunities to seize control of this game and failed to do so. Kawhi Leonard, despite scoring all those points, he turned the ball over 7 times.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was a close game in the fourth quarter. The Sixers went through a stretch of 7 minutes and 11 seconds in the fourth quarter where they did not record a bucket.
Wow.
Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons had 2 points in the fourth quarter, 2 combined. And that was with 7 seconds remaining in the game in a worthless moment where they got an easy bucket in order to foul. So my onus of the blame goes on Tobias Harris and Ben Simmons than it does Joel Embiid.
All right, let's go opposite. We'll start with Simmons because a lot of people are frustrated with him. What did you see from Simmons yesterday, John?
Ben Simmons was, how do I describe it best? He was about as soft as a pillow last night. That's exactly what he was. He was afraid. He was scared. He was afraid to finish at the rim. There are, you know, the argument's always made, well, he doesn't shoot the ball. Looking past all that, looking at what we know he can do, he had a solid defensive effort. He did what he could against Kawhi and others. Offensively, he was incredibly soft. There were many blown opportunities where the Raptors gave him a lane, and he just had to, with authority, slam it down, get the easy bucket. And he chose to try to do a little lob from 2 feet back or a little finger roll, and he would miss, and it would roll and go out of the hoop. These were blown opportunities. And in the fourth quarter, he couldn't have come up any smaller, where he had multiple opportunities to do the same thing, but he's afraid to be fouled because he's a horrible free throw shooter. He's afraid of failure, and he has yet to step over, cross that line where he's like, screw failure, I'm going to do it anyway. And, you know, this isn't his first year anymore. We have to see growth as a player from him, and we're not seeing it. And then after the game, he gets kind of standoffish when you ask him these questions. He's like, no, this was your chance to step up. You knew your teammate was ill going into the game, and Jimmy Butler was the only one that came to his back.
Johnson, right now I'm in awe of you. I want you to know that. You're phenomenal with this. Let me get to Tobias Harris then. What annoyed you about his performance yesterday?
Well, he wasn't there. what did he finish? 2 of 13 from beyond the arc? I forget what his exact number was.
That's it.
It was horrendous.
2 for 13. You're right. That's exactly
it. 2 for 13. And he was bad in the first half, and he had these stretches where he just wasn't himself. But in the fourth quarter, again, and it's the same thing I would say about Ben Simmons, you knew Joel wasn't himself. You were brought here for a reason. This is your opportunity to cement yourself, to say, this is where I belong. I am a playoff caliber player. This is why I deserve a max contract. And he completely disappeared. He had no points the entire fourth quarter.
All right. I hope you understand. Johnson only picks out the targets that deserve it. What are your thoughts about Jimmy Butler this morning, John?
Oh, he was amazing. I have been floored at the difference in player that we have seen in Jimmy Butler in this NBA playoffs. I realize that he's playing for a contract, and maybe 2 years down the road, you know, you might see a different character altogether. But if it wasn't for Jimmy Butler, you know, this series isn't knotted at 2. If it wasn't for Jimmy Butler, who knows how that – I don't think they would have lost to Brooklyn, but it may have taken a lot longer to come out victorious. Jimmy Butler has been – he has been an amazing teammate. He's been an amazing leader to some guys who needed that leader. And speaking of when we were just speaking about a moment ago about Ben Simmons, Jimmy Butler talked about Ben Simmons after the game, saying he needed him to finish at the rim as opposed to passing up sure looks because he's afraid of failure.
All right. Now, Keith Jones made a very strong statement earlier in the show, John. I want to run it by you. He said, watching even yesterday's game, it was clear to him the Sixers have more talent than the Raptors. Do you agree with that?
Oh, I 100% agree. I am amazed. I'm surprised that I'm saying that because it's certainly we all talked about going into the series. Raptors have a deeper bench. They have a great starting five, and the Sixers, we haven't seen it come together yet, so who knows? The Sixers have a better team than Toronto. Last night, Pascal Siakam went 0 for his first 7, and the Sixers couldn't capitalize on that. They trailed at halftime. So that game was full of blown opportunities. The Sixers are the better team. But we obviously didn't see it last night.
All right, so then if that's true and it's 2-2 going back to Toronto, John, then Nick Nurse is out coaching Brett Brown?
Is he out coaching Brett Brown, or is it just the Sixers? See, last night I can't put anything on Brett Brown,
anything whatsoever.
That was totally on the players.
All right.
Brett Brown had been out coaching Nick Nurse this entire series. The big X factor, obviously, has been Kawhi Leonard and the experience of Kawhi Leonard, who can come through in that moment with a guy draped over him. I wouldn't say Nick Nurse is out coaching Brett Brown by any means. This is, believe it or not, I mean, this has been on the players.
All right, John. Final question. It's our question of the day. I want you to know on Friday, 84% said Sixers. Question is, who's going to win this playoff series?
Joel Embiid gets better. The Sixers will win this
playoff. No, there's no ifs. I'm going to get the drum going again. Without ifs, who's going to win this series?
I'll be a little bit of a homer, and I'm going to say the Sixers are going to win this playoff series.
Can I say this, Al?
What is it?
That wasn't sincere. Everything up to date. He doesn't think
he doesn't believe it.
Because 10 minutes ago,
he's telling the MB doesn't take care of himself. He'll go up to Canada and have that chicken again.
He will. He's going to have that damn chicken again, Johnson. John.
Yeah, I don't know. Joel, I mean, people have spoken to Joel about this. He's, as with any, when you're young, you hit that period in your life, you think you're invincible. You don't care what anybody has to say. You've gotten to this point on your merit. So he has to have that moment of maturity, which he hasn't had yet.
All right. One last thing. Should fans of the Sixers be angry this morning?
Oh, absolutely they should be.
it
happens. No, there were so many blown opportunities. That was yours for the taking, and you blew it.
Johnson, you're the best thing happening in this town. Thank you, sir. All right, now I will seek angry people.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.